is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Is a music show, episode number 86. I am your host. Thank you for joining me this week. This week's intro tune is by Cannonball Adderley. This is from a 7-inch that came out in 1961. The song is called Uptown. Got lots of great music for you this week, as usual. Let's see, the U.S., Denmark, Jamaica, Quebec, Ghana and Germany all covered on this week's show. Hope you'll stick around. Thanks for tuning in this week. Today, so it's going to be more of a more rock, less talk kind of show. So I'll kick things off with this group of songs from the early 60s. This is Dave Baby Cortez. Thank you. a theme song for this week's show. That was Derek Morgan and the Busters Group with a song called Terrible Headache. Yeah, I woke up this morning with a pretty terrible headache. It's getting a bit better, but still not 100%. Before that, from 1961, that was Jorgen Ingman and his guitar from Denmark with a great song called Electro Boogie with some nice tape echo effects on there. And I started off the set there with a song by Dave Baby Cortez from 1960. That was a song called Catnip. And those first couple of 7-inches there came from a box of 45s I picked up a couple of weeks ago with lots of early rock and roll. So there was some for you there, and I'll be playing more in the next few weeks. All right, now let's go to Quebec. Here is Les Lutins. there was a nice cover of Sam Cooke's Bring It On Home to Me, and that was done by a group called The Thrills. Yeah, that's a cool 7-inch. And another cool 7-inch I found recently, Brenda and the Tabulations with a song called A Little Bit of Love. And I think we could all use some of that right now. And I started off the set there with a group from Quebec. I think I've played them before many moons ago. That was Les Lutins with a song called Je Suis Dubois. Hope you enjoyed that. All right, this next song is a cover of a nice hit song from 1976. You might recognize the hook if you're into 90s hip hop by someone who's been in the news recently. Yeah, so this is a cover, and the title of the song also features the name of our in-house sound engineer, Dazman. So here's a cover of the song called Daz.
Yeah. about you like, yeah.
Yo, my name is Earl. Can I speak to one of the dynamic three?
Okay, hold on. Hello, Westline.
Hi, my name is Joanne.
Say what? You a Scorpio just like me. And I'd like to let you know that I'm nasty. If you give me the chance, would you fly, girl? I bet you any amount of money I can rock your world. Because when I'm in the mood to get things done, the hotel is the place we can have big fun. And if it doesn't sound right and you don't agree, let's go to my house, cause I got the key. I don't have a water bed and the reason's why, because it's not necessary, don't need to lie. So if you wanna be my girl, you must come correct. And you might be the girl that I would select. Cause I'm the heavens above, but known to be the prince love. When it comes to meeting me, you do have to show.
Hello, the request line.
Hi, my name is Irene and I'm calling from Chilltown, D.C. I'd like to speak to one of the Dynamic Three.
Yes, MBG.
Hello, MBG on your request line. Hey, pretty lady, would you like to be mine? Come on with me, I'll do you no harm. But then I tie you with my love is time. But if you want to get a problem, I'll do better than that. I'll show for you around in my Cadillac. I'm a Grand Prix, I'm a masterpiece. When I speak to you, baby, I just won't see. If there's so many people trying to be like me and drive a young woman as fly as they can be, fuck me. I'll make money and drive fancy cars, live in a mansion, eat caviar. I'm the type of dream for big success with you, baby, and I don't want no less. So don't try to play like a CD roll, because the wind on my eye will control your soul.
For you there. So that was Rockmaster Scott and the Dynamic Three with a song called Request Line. And it's kind of a bummer that I played that. Don't get the wrong idea. The show isn't about requests. It's all from thrift stores and secondhand stores, that sort of thing. So yeah, I'm not taking requests. I'm sorry. If you do have a request, I highly recommend you send it over to VORW. His music show is mostly request-based, so that would be the place to send your request. All right, Dan, I started off this set there with a cover of a great 1976 jam called Daz. That's with two Zs, or Zs, if you're in the States. And this one is being credited to the Dimensional Sound group. And this, this was on a collection of, disco hits from around 76, 77. All covered. So that was cool. And if you did recognize that hook in the Daz track, or if you didn't, it was used by Ice Cube way back in 1990 or 91. I don't remember. All right. So I'll have some data for you soon. But before that, I have a few more songs. This is the B-side. Well, in this set will be a B-side of a song I played last week, a special 7-inch version. But I'll start it off this set. I'll start this set off with another 7-inch version of a well-known song, but it's a bit different. So check it out. Here's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, back to school.
if they're not okay. Walk across the USA. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do. It's another year for me and you. Another year with nothing to do.
I can play these guys again. That was the Stooges, and that was the flip side to the 7-inch I played last week. We heard I Want to Be Your Dog, and now we just heard 1969, and that was on the Canadian pressing mono 7-inch, so kind of a rare version there. And before that was Led Zeppelin with another kind of a rare version. That was their big hit, A Whole Lot of Love, and that was the 7-inch edited version. Canadian pressing. And I guess the American one is kind of a big deal to find. The regular pressing of Whole Lot of Love in the U.S. is the full 5-minute plus version. And they did press up a special shorter version without the middle falling down the abyss section cut out. And that was pressed up in small quantities in the U.S. But it looks like the Canadian 7-inch version were all the 3-minute, 10-minute version, the edited version. So there you go. I thought I would share that. You're not going to hear Led Zeppelin too often on this show, but this one was kind of a cool one to share, I thought. All right, let's go over to Ghana. I'll have some data for you soon. But before that, let's go to Ghana with a song called High Life. right, some music from Ghana. That was the Aman Folk Ensemble doing a song simply titled High Life. And this is a genre of music that came from Ghana. So there might be some more information on this. This was a very percussive edition of High Life. I think it may be changed into something a little bit different from the 50s onwards. But yeah, cool record nonetheless. All right, it'll be time for some data. But before data, I would like to do some shout-outs. I'll start with email this week. I heard from Steve, W4OGM in Georgia. Sounds like things were pretty noisy last week on 5850, and it didn't look like he was able to decode anything. I also heard from Fred in Virginia. He got results on both WRMI broadcasts on 7780 and 5850, and also caught the bonus mode at the very, very end there. It was IKFP 1.0 there at the end, kind of an annoying sound. But I guess it kind of works well in less than ideal propagation situations, although it didn't work for Steve in Georgia. I also heard from Yilan in Mexico, who's a fan of the reggae tracks that I play each week, which has been sort of a regular thing for quite a few months now, and it will continue further. I got some more reggae records. All right, I'll head over to Twitter now. A bunch of people to say hello to. Al, WD4AH in North Florida, who is spending last week setting up his open web RX setup, which is very cool to hear. I'd like to try that out myself sometime. I was heard from Ian, aka Scotland DX, for I think the first time, who managed to catch the broadcast on 7780, which is very cool. And he also managed to catch a decode of the image, which is awesome. Thank you for posting, Ian. And thanks for tuning in. Frigid got a great decode on 7780 kilohertz. And he also pointed out that the image that I sent out last week of the guitarist was playing a right-handed guitar left-handed. How about that? I also heard from Matt, W0MDK. He was a fan of the Stooges track I played last week, and I assume he'll be a fan of the Stooges track I played this week, too. Donnie, K5BKR, sending along a nice decode from Texas. And also Mitch, KJ7CAT in Arizona, sending along a nice decode. Bobby in Louisiana wasn't using his home radio, but he was using a SDR in California and sent along his image decode results. Hanger 77 tuned in to the very last part of the show last week and managed to catch the IKFP 1.0 text ASCII art that I sent out last week. Good to hear from you, Hanger 77. DRMNA.info sending along a couple of different decodes using different radios, which is super cool. Thank you for taking the time. I also heard from Alonzo in Austin, Texas, putting together a nice visual analysis of last week's show, showing the waterfall images and also the decode results. Thanks for putting in the time, Alonzo. And I also heard from Zach in Alabama. No luck on the 5850 broadcast, but had better luck at the very end of the 7780 broadcast, where he was able to decode some of that data. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Strange Beacons. Thank you for sending out reminders to everyone each week. Marcus in Southern California caught the show last week on his Texan PL880 on 5850 kilohertz. Hello to Weeds Up To Me Knees, a.k.a. One Deck Pete, who helps put together some nice music sets for a few different radio stations, including Free Radio Skybird, which is on channel 292. Check channel 292.de for broadcast times. I recommend it. Hello to Brian, W8LN, Kawasaki AA Hachiyon Ni over in Japan, and over in France, F4ECA Fred. Hello to Kim Andrew Elliott at the Shortwave Radiogram. And also new to Twitter is HF Zone. So I forget what the handle is, at HF Zone, maybe underscore INTL as an international. I think that's what it is. Anyhow, HF Zone is also a website and a Discord chat group. So head over to hfzone.org to check out a website about shortwave listening, and head over to the chat room, the Discord-based chat room, and say hello to everyone there. And I usually pop in near the end of the broadcast on 5850 kilohertz each week. So hello to everyone there, including Frigid, Zoe, Alex Rules 11, Master Player 30, and our amazing sound engineer, Dazman. I hope everyone is doing good. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, I would love to hear from you. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is very similar. This is a music show with no W on the end. So if you're listening out there somewhere with a cool or not so cool radio, take a picture of it and post it on Twitter, and I'll let everyone know where you're listening from. And yeah, it's cool to share that kind of stuff. And if you do decode that digital stuff, it would also be great to see your results. You can post them to Twitter or you can email me anytime. All right. What am I doing next? I think that just about wraps up the show. So here's the data for you. So of course, this week's data will be backed by a Bert Camford song. This song is called Tahitian Sunset. MFSK 64 text and image. Ding. 64, text and image. I would love to see your results. You can post them over on Twitter at This Is A Music Show. That's my handle there, so be sure to tag me in it. And if you'd like to get in touch by email, my email address once again is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. All right, I hope you enjoyed this week's show. I have one last song for you. It is by Junior Mervin, a bit of a reggae to go out with. And this song is called Closer Together. I hope you enjoy it. I think it's the extended 12-inch mix. Let's see how much we can fit in. All right, this was A Music Show, episode number 86. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. And I hope you'll be back next week. See ya. Go vote. Stay safe.
Caravan.